This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. So tell me what you think of it.
This is the Jeanette Jay John Show on
Asian Pop Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday.
What?
Why do you insist on talking over me? And I'll wait. I'll just wait. And then, like, wait for words to come out
okay,
of your mouth.
I'll wait. Ready, set,
No. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you to do the show today. I'm just going to sit over here today.
I'm just going to sit over here. I'm going to do nothing.
I've already left the building.
You can just do it all. Go for it. My name's Jeanette. This is Asian Pop Radio.
Fart joke. So today we're going to be speaking to G-Van, who is actually the front man of Box Child.
G-Van the man.
All the way from Singapore.
I think it's probably Javan.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Find
out. This is worse than the whole Yo thing. My life is going downhill. I'm not going to meet anyone and interview them.
You're so out of the loop. I mean, you're going around calling Yo Yogo.
You called him that.
Yeah, Yogo. And as we pretty much do once a week on the show, we cross to Singapore to talk to a new and exciting artist.
And we love it. We basically live there now.
This is what I'm endeavouring to do in the long run. We are speaking to G-Van, who is from Box Child. How are you going, G-Van?
Hey, what up?
Nearly got there.
Nearly called him Steven.
I know. I just started. You know what? I was trying to check, just double check pronunciation.
He's like my brother, you know. I have a brother named Steven.
Oh, that's why.
Hang on. You really have a brother called Steven?
I killed him.
Oh, wow.
I did. I'm kidding.
We hope the Singaporean police aren't listening.
Oh, no. Please don't talk about them. I mean, we're not the best of friends right now, you know. Just keep it down low.
Oh my gosh. We might get started by asking you, when did you guys form the group and were you all friends previously?
Yes, I think so. We've been, as the Box Child itself, we've been together since 2013, but as a group of dudes jamming randomly, we've been together since like 2010 actually.
Right.
That's so cool.
It's a little while now.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I'm surprised we haven't killed each other yet, but I'm guessing it's because of the Singapore police and stuff like that.
The police are watching you 24/7.
I think you can get a little.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I think you can get away with a little bit more over the bridge, but that, I'm not going to go any further than that. You'll have to do your dirty work on the other side. For those,
I won't bring it.
Sorry, go on.
Oh no, please. Sorry, there's a bit of a time lag between you and me, so I'm just going to like wait whenever you see something.
Cool. All right, we'll try and do the same.
My brain, it's
sometimes
lagging.
Sometimes it's delayed a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, latency.
For those of us out of the loop, can you please explain the Song Composing Club and what it's all about?
Okay, so the Song Composing Club is like a CCA group. It's an extracurricular activity group that, you guys will know it more of like a student interest group.
Right, yeah.
So it's like after school, you know, you guys have nothing better to do with your lives. You get together and you do something you like together. So we just happen to like composing songs at a point in time.
Fantastic.
And the funny thing about it is that, like, when we went into CCA, everyone was composing Chinese songs and we were very confused. So we started a bit more of like an English cultural at a point in time, and SCC is now the way it is, thanks to that.
Oh, really? Wow. So you had quite a bit of influence over the rest of the group.
I wouldn't say just me. I would say that my batch just lead more towards the English language. So
yeah,
we kind of melded in with the Chinese culture of the CCA. It was interesting.
I mean, is that just a traditional thing? Were they mostly composing in Chinese because it's more of a traditional way of doing things?
Not exactly. I wouldn't say it's not really a traditional way, because when they compose Chinese music, it's like really contemporary Chinese music.
Okay.
It's just that like all the heroes from the CCA, like this guy named Derek Ho, I mean, this guy's a famous celebrity in Taiwan now. So he left his legacy there and everyone decided, no, we're just going to do it. Because I think all the way at the start, it was a Chinese musical group that formed the Song Composing Club. Yeah.
You've actually had quite a few people in Singapore that have gone over to the Taiwanese market, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, like quite a few people from my school, like you may know Teresa Sung. I think the person that you know, you probably know, is JJ Lin. Have you heard about JJ Lin?
We love JJ Lin.
Obviously.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's awesome because you can catch him playing in a LAN shop in Singapore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he plays games. He really loves his games. And there was this incident recently when our broadband went down and they caught him playing games in an internet cafe. Oh, that was interesting.
Oh, wow.
Shouldn't you be composing songs? No, sorry, I still have another hour.
The thing I like about JJ Lim the most is that he just seems really down to earth and looks like he enjoys what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. He does. I mean, he writes songs about games too. I mean, like, I keep going on about the games thing, but I mean, I relate to that. So I like talking about that.
So how would you describe your genre?
I'd say it's rock. Like, yep. I used to call it post-hardcore, but we really are more of a straight-out rock group at the core.
Great. And how do you think your group has matured over the years? Like, do you feel like you've changed a bit over the years? Because, like, you know, being together since 2010, it's a little bit of bit of time now.
Your seven-year anniversary this year.
Yeah.
A seven-year itch, perhaps.
Oh, we're old. Damn.
Not as old as Jason.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure he's quite young, you know. It's not about how young you are, you know, on the outside. It's about how young you are on the inside.
Oh, I feel old on the inside and outside. Don't worry about that.
Wait till you see his face. You'll understand.
Oh, come on,
Jeanette. I'm kidding. You're so young.
Wow.
You're so young.
But yeah, speaking of that, like, how we've changed. We started off as a grunge band, actually, because we were really into the Alice in Chains and Nirvana thing. Then we started progressing out of the entire power chord obsession, and we started listening to more emo groups, like, you know, emo of the early 2000s, and we started listening to a lot of Japanese groups as well. So
right.
Eventually, we, after going through like our very brief emo phase, we kind of decided to go for more of a straight rock sound that has a subtle technical element to it. So that's what Box Shell is right now.
Fantastic.
Like, if we were to describe our music in a sentence, it would be in your face, heavy alternative rock with powerful melodic vocals. Yeah, riff-driven, in-your-face, heavy alternative rock with powerful melodic vocals. Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't really roll off the tongue. It knocks it up, but yeah.
Well, Singapore's music scene's growing rapidly. What are some of the things that you like about the industry there, and what are some of the things you think perhaps need a little bit of improvement?
Okay, I won't say that we have an industry yet. We have a few big players, but that's about it, because we have Sony and Universal here right now.
Yep.
What I'd say is really good about Singapore is that the government really, really helps you out. I've not seen a government in the world throw as much money at the artists as the Singaporean government, in all honesty. But at the same time, like, we need that, because the people just don't throw money at the artists themselves. We are raised in this culture where Singaporean musicians, so Singaporean listeners, just kind of expect to watch Singaporean bands playing for free, because it's the stigma that we are second rate. We are not, like, you know, the international acts. But what the public does not understand is that if you don't help your local musicians, like, you know, get up, you don't give them the encouragement they need, the monetary incentive, they're not going to be like those international acts, because they just don't have that foundation.
Yeah.
So I would say that what I like is the amount of support we're given from an institutional standpoint, but I don't really like the fact that our people don't give our own people enough support. So I think that can change.
Is it easier for local artists when they do go overseas to, like, you know, places like Taiwan, and then they do become well-known overseas? Is that when local Singaporeans start to notice their own people?
I think it's a sentiment that a lot of people share. Like, they believe that if they make it overseas, then they'll start making it locally. But I wouldn't say that's really the case, because I think a friend shared this with me. He's actually in Australia now as well. And in Singapore, we are extremely diverse. Like, we are a really, really diverse group. And we are a small population as well. So let's say, for example, we have Wormrot. I mean, have you guys heard about Wormrot?
No. Have you, Jace?
No.
Wormrot, they are like an extreme metal band, and they are one of the most famous extreme metal bands in the world right now. They play grindcore, and they're really, really famous in Europe, all these other countries. They've sold tons of records. But back in Singapore, they only had this small extreme metal following, because that's just the way it is. We're a small population, even smaller segments. So it's definitely difficult. But on the other hand, you have, like, let's say, Nathan Hartono. You guys know Nathan Hartono?
Yeah, I mean, he's in Melbourne at the moment.
We saw him, yes, on Friday. Yeah.
He's in Melbourne. Okay, that guy's going places.
well, to Melbourne anyway.
No, he's a cool guy. He's got a handsome face. I mean, God bless him. So, you know, screw him, but God bless him. But nonetheless, what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, he, on the other hand, he got famous with The Voice of China. And after that, he picked up publicity in Singapore. So I would say it's very case-by-case.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just because you make it overseas, it doesn't mean you're going to make it here. Just, it depends whether you're the flavor of the month or whether you got enough coverage.
We first knew of him through his cover of Uptown Funk with Drew and Gareth Fernandez.
I think that's the
first time I came across him, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that was the video from quite a while back.
That's cover. It.
I think it got like like 5-digit views.
Yeah, it did okay. So what are some?
I wasn't a big fan of that. So yeah,
it was pretty like yeah, it was a different take on things. So what have yeah. some of the group's highlights been so far?
Some of the group's highlights, but as in like some of our highlights is Pop Shout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think our biggest milestone was when we actually, yeah, like I mentioned, the government really supports the artists. We actually got a grant from the government to do an EP launch campaign. That's the EP that I passed to you guys earlier. So this is the debut Box Shout EP, and what we did was the EP was about tracks long, and we put together a large release show at this medium-sized venue in Singapore called Aliwal Art Center. So we had a full house in that day. We had like 250 people there, and we had random people who we had never seen coming over. Like we had this bunch of Caucasian folks from, I think they were from USA, and they just came down and they were like cheering their heads off. I swear they weren't even drunk. And that was quite a highlight because we didn't expect such a diverse group of people to be present over there. So
right.
Yeah, I would say that's one of our biggest achievements so far.
You know, that would be the difference between the crowds from the US and the crowds from Australia. We would be drunk. We probably wouldn't even know what was going on there.
Victoria Bitters. I mean, if I had Victoria Bitters, I'd be drunk.
That's it. Yeah. How's that effect?
But like that was one. And the other one was we actually were part of this mentorship program called the Noise Music Mentorship. And have you heard about this band called Electrico?
No.
Kind of Cutlass?
No. They should be on our list.
So they were really, really big. I think they were the biggest Singaporean band at one point in time, and they made a lot of they made it for themselves and put us first for the map briefly because they were in MTV. So what happened is that during that program, our mentor was the guitarist for the group, Daniel Sassoon. And he really worked with us to like iron out the nuances in our sound. And I believe that he really pushed us to the next level. So I'd say that was another really interesting period of time.
Right.
I mean, like we've had a lot of drama in between, but I think I'm not going to talk about that.
Leave that for the magazines.
What are your deepest, darkest secrets in the group? No, kidding.
Have you performed outside of Singapore much, or are you mostly focused on the local scene?
The thing about this is not that we want to focus on the local scene. We really want to go out. I mean, like I mentioned, the segments in Singapore are just too diminutive. So it's not that we're focusing on the local scene. It's just that we got to pull together the resources and make a commitment to go overseas, because that's, I believe, that's the only way we can really grow as artists over here.
Yeah. Fair enough. And how would you measure your group's success? Like, there's lots of different ways to measure the success of a group. Is it money? Is it reach? Is it YouTube views?
Okay, like, when it comes to success, I've always told people that I'm doing this because I want to be immortal. And when I mean immortal, it's that I want to be remembered for a really long time. Like, that's what I believe success is. I believe success is having people remembering your songs, remembering the feelings that your songs pass on to them for a really long period of time. And that is what I would call my ultimate success. What I call another success is that, you know, I would like to reach out to people and connect with them with music. And I'd like to know that I've had an impact in your life. And to me, that is what being a musician is all about. Because in the music is just another way of communication. And I just hope that I can communicate with you and I can relate to you. And I hope that I can make your life better.
I think that's the right answer. You've done well there. All right, we're going to throw some really quick questions at you now. You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, so who's your favorite solo artist in Singapore? Favorite solo musician?
Favorite solo musician? Holy crap, man. Have to give it to... Oh my god, dude.
It's a hard one.
I'll say Simon Yeong. I really like Simon Yeong. I like his guitar play.
Ooh.
Great.
Good choice.
Favorite group other than your own?
I got two. Can I just say two?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I really like... these guys are defunct now, or they are like hibernate. Caracal. Have you heard about Caracal?
No, but we're learning as we go.
Oh well, but Caracal, they were our local heroes at one point in time. They were our boys, they went to Japan, they covered the entire world. I mean, they were my heroes, so Caracal. And the other one I would say is Vivian's Verdict.
I do like
Vivian's Verdict quite a bit.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff and it's fun to watch where they're going. Favorite local DJ?
DJ Eco. DJ Eco is my favorite local DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure if you guys have heard about him, but the thing about him is that he's not just a musician, he's a person who is really out there for his community, and he doesn't really care about whether you think good or bad about him, he just wants to get the job done, and I just really respect him as a human being and a musician, so yeah, DJ Eco.
Alright, hook us up, he's on the show next week. this is how we organise our Singaporean telly, you realise, we just keep it churning through.
Hey, no worries, man.
and I guess before we go away, we hear that you guys are working on some new stuff, right? Can you tell us about that?
Okay, we're working on an album, actually. The album is probably going to be due sometime in 2018, and it's not a concept album, but what we're going along is the cycle of hope. So what the cycle of hope is that, let's say, for example, I'm in a high place and you're on a low place, and I reach out to help you, so, you know, I can bring you up. But at the same time, I'm human as well, and I'm living as well. So one day, I could be in that low place, and you could help me up. So it's all about, you know, it's about not just the relationship between two people helping each other to live, but more of how everyone can help each other to live if everyone just had a bit of hope in them.
So, wow.
That's so, so deep.
I was going to say, so deep.
But you killed your own brother, so it's like, where are we going in this?
He's deep at the bottom of the river now. it's all deep.
Even my brother Stephen? Who's that guy?
Stephen who?
What? Stephen? No.
Hilarious. You will make your mark on society. One day you'll be on one of those like flashback shows about, you know, crimes in Singapore and the nasty stuff that's happened.
Yeah, we have a show. We have a show called Crime Watch.
So you can catch that one day. Crime Watch. We'll have to see if someone's uploading that to Putlocker.
You can check it out on YouTube. I think it's there.
All right. How can we support your music?
This is the really easy part. Two things. One, you can either like us on Facebook. Okay, not two things. I'm just going to say a bunch of things. Please help us. Please like us on Facebook. We are Boxchild, BOXCHILD. Just one word. You can check us out on Instagram if you like pretty photos of not so pretty people. And you can buy our stuff on Bandcamp. So Bandcamp, Boxchild. We got our EP up there if you guys want to grab that.
Hey, awesome. Who's the better looking group? Is it Boxchild or is it Vivian's Verdict?
Ooh.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think our fans look great. I think they make us look better.
Because Jeanette's Singaporean crush at the moment, it eventuates. It was Drew. It was Gareth Fernandez. And now it's Falling Feathers.
No, wrong. It's Vivian's Verdict.
Oh, you like JJ? Oh, I know JJ. I'll relate that to him.
He's a little bit adorable.
Don't do that, no!
He's actually a very good example of a young, talented person that's going to be going pretty far, I reckon.
Yeah, I think he's a grinder. Like, he really works at it. I mean, I have to be honest that his music isn't exactly my cup of tea, but I would listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
For the sake of supporting him, because I think he's going to go places.
Yeah.
Collaboration on the cards, I think.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Jeanette thinks it's cute, so, you know, he's going places.
You should do a more rocky version of Why So Serious. I reckon that'd fly.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so good.
Why So Serious? Oh, I just like those little shots of his face, those solo shots, you know, where he's looking at you with his boyish eyes. And like,
I know.
Hello.
You just hand over whatever he asked for, wouldn't you?
Take all of my money. Here you go.
Oh, he'd like that. He'd use that to further his music.
All right. Finally, I need to ask about food because I love Singapore. I love going there for food.
Oh, we get it. You love the food.
I do. Where's your favorite place to eat out in Singapore?
Oh, God, dude. Like, if you ask a Singaporean where their favorite place to eat at is, they're just going to give you a whole list. But, okay, when it comes to food and Singaporeans, we know too many places. So if you ever come to Singapore, you know, just drop either me or Jay a text and we'll bring you out.
Nice. So I'll be there next week. No kidding.
Hey, sure, why not? Our schedules are open. But nonetheless, I would say at this point of time, I really like Hajime in Serangoon Gardens.
What's your favorite
Hajime
dish?
Hajime is like, it's a... what I like over there is this thing called, it's a Japanese dish. It's a salmon don. So it's the best salmon don I've tasted in Japan or Singapore.
Wow.
Because it just makes really good use of poached eggs. I mean, the salmon's really delicately cooked. It's just so juicy when you bite into it. And there's this crispy bit of salmon skin that you use to garnish in the middle. And that is the most godlike piece of cracker I've ever tasted. So
damn.
Let's say come to Hajime.
That's it. We're going to Singapore. Oh, yeah. We're going to get that salmon don.
You got to get that salmon don, you know. You got to do it. Yeah, that was really good.
All right, Jeevan, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio today. And you know what? Because you're so good at applying for grants and getting them, I reckon we need to work on a plan to get you guys all down here to Australia for a bit of a Singaporean showcase. I reckon we need to put our thinking caps on.
Yeah, we'd love that. Just keep me in contact. Let's make this work.
All right. Fingers crossed. Let's do this.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for another Jeanette and Jay John show.
That was it.
That's it. Wednesday. Gone like that.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Oh.
Just kidding. You guys remember to like us on Facebook on facebook.com/AsianPopRadio and make sure to see us first.
Yep. Good. You can download our app on iOS and Android.
Yeah.
It's free.
Check out our website, asianpopradio.com, because there
that.
Are things there that are not real, like our bio.
It's not real? What's wrong about our bio?
The first time when we met.
Oh, yeah. I was just making sure that everyone's paying attention.
I was.
Yeah, our story is really not that exciting. It's just meeting Giordano.
and poaching me. Hey, I heard you were good. Come to Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah. All right. Top 10's coming up very, very soon. For now, here's Deanne Trisha with one of her latest tracks, a Bahasa track on Asian Pop Radio.
Bahasa imnida.
No, that doesn't work at all.
Yikes.